Bless them, Lord.
Yeah, the internet don't like me to sing. It crashes on me every time.
Yes, it does.
Bless you, Lord.
And I don't own the copyrights to this song.
All right. Hello? Still living in America, First Amendment. My favorite song. Oh, yeah. Bless you, Lord.
Yeah. I keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough.
Bless you, God. Bless your heart. Bless the Lord.
Every single lie that tells me I'll never measure up.
Bless your heart.
Amen.
Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low?
Tonight, Lord.
Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to.
Yes, yes, yes,
yes, Lord. Yes.
Oh my.
Thank you, Lord.
Rita, I hate to tell you this, honey, but they cut you off.
Well, they showed it last week.
Oh,
they did.
Did they?
Yeah. If you go on the...
I'm down here and I punch it right back on. They're not getting away with it.
Hey, man, brother. Hey, he's fighting over them beans.
Hey, man, brother.
It was after services, but it was on.
Okay, there. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
The whole thing was on now?
That's okay. They can shut me off.
Yeah, but you just, honey, you did exactly what they asked.
I know.
For us to do.
Yeah.
And they still
want
to
mess with us.
That's all
right. They don't care. We're still over that
hill of beans, amen. Amen. But you got a lot of comments on that service. That's
one of them hillbilly messages, amen.
You can tell that's your preacher's a hillbilly. He loves
him. Amen. Can't deny the charge. Bless the Lord.
Like the ancient Roman Empire, this world is built of all.
Yeah.
And it's much too big a thing for mortal man.
Right.
Just take a look around and see the writing on the wall. Somehow we've got to find a helping hand.
Right.
This world has never been awful shape it's in.
Yeah,
and people storm the things our leaders do.
Amen.
Yeah.
It's time the prayer was spoken from the heart of every man. Jesus, take a hold and lead us through.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
The mighty roar of gunfire is now a local sound.
Yeah.
And our streets are filled with angry men.
That's right.
Law is now a mockery throughout our troubled land. And destruction seems to be the current trend. This world has never been in the awful shape it's in.
That's right.
And our leaders seem in doubt of what to do.
Right.
It's time a prayer was spoken from the heart of every man. Jesus, take a hold and lead us through.
Yes, help us hold.
Jesus, take a hold and lead us through.
Good job.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Sure enough.
Keep joining in your prayers. We went by and seen her today, and
she's really
sick. And she said, I enjoyed that song you done, Carolyn. She said, because she said, I'm going to be with those angels.
Amen. Yeah,
amen.
Just keep her
bless
in your
Lord.
Prayers.
Amen.
Bless
her,
Lord. She was just on here, and she requested that we pray for her tonight.
We'll do that.
Yes.
Yeah, she was just on here.
What are you doing?
This video content, music, and audio video that may belong to someone else. Yes, it belongs to me. I take it.
Amen.
They just don't like me.
Yeah. That's all right. We belong home.
I'm Jason's father. They don't like me.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful song right here. I hope y'all enjoy it.
Bless you, Lord.
Yeah.
Singing. I'm still just stunned at how many people for a Sunday night service.
Amen.
I mean, I'm telling you, for the hour we're living in, this is unbelievable. I mean, our first Sunday night service, we had 12 people here, and I haven't counted ahead, but I believe we got more than 12 here tonight, and I praise God for that. I really do. And you know, the Lord is worthy to receive the reward of His suffering. And if we ever forget that and forget to do that, boy, we've really missed it. He deserves better than what we give. And I love the Lord tonight.
Amen.
Man, Rita sung that song tonight. And me and Donnie, we've heard the original person that wrote the song sing it. And they don't sing it nowhere as good as Rita sings it.
Amen.
We've heard it.
Amen.
Yeah, down there where we go hunt arrowheads down there, they play that song a lot. I have to admit, they need to hear Rita sing that song.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
That was just pure worship.
That's right.
And we need to be inclined to worship. Danny mentioned in his song about that's what we is created for. And the Bible tells us that all things were created for Him, by Him and for Him. I mean, that's why we were created, was to praise and give honor and glory to Him. You may not do it, but that's what we need to do.
Amen.
Our Sunday school list this morning was talking about our reasonable service. I mean, it's just in the normal. Your pastor, I fell asleep after eating them 10 White Castles. And I woke up at 15 minutes till 4, and I had to leave the house by 4 to get here. And I left the house at almost 15 after 4. I didn't keep all four wheels on the ground, but I got here. Amen. Luckily, I didn't see no blues. Luckily, the lights was friendly. But we're going to take our text tonight out of 2 Peter chapter 3. You want to be opening up your good old King James Bible. 2 Peter chapter 3. I don't know what I said, but you can tell I ain't been up long. 2 Peter chapter 3. Now, these are my normal notes. This is what you're looking at tonight. The ink ain't even dried on. I always color code everything where I'm going to stay where I'm at on the page. But tonight you're getting it pretty fresh. You're getting it just like I got it all the way up here. I was apologizing to God, but I'll tell you right now, buddy, I could tell I didn't ride up here alone. And I could tell already that the Lord was on board with this service tonight.
Amen.
And I know we've got an adversary down here, but we've also got an advocate down here.
Mm-hmm.
2 Peter chapter 3, we're going to read the first 7 verses of 2 Peter chapter 3. In this second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, and this is probably our text verse, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust. We're preaching a series on last days, and Peter here says, knowing that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of His coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. We'll stop our reading right there. And again, I'm preaching last day's message. And we'll want to remember some people tonight as we pray. And I want to ask you to pray with us tonight. Lord, we come to You, Lord, just so thankful to be in the house of God. Lord, it's such a good place to be right now. And Lord, I want to thank You, Lord, for the service thus far, Lord, for the good singing, Lord, for the good fellowship, Lord, for the good Holy Spirit of God. Thank You, Lord. Already we want to give You praise. Lord, I want to remember tonight Janice, Lord, Sister Bonnie's aunt. Lord, we just pray for her, health's failing her. Lord, we pray for her, God, You visit her, Lord. Lord, with healing in Your wings, Lord. You said in John chapter 14, verse 18, You said, I will not leave You comfortless. You said, I will come to You. And I'm glad, Lord, You make house calls. Because, Lord, sometimes, Lord, we can't get nobody else to come. But I'm glad You're willing to come. We pray for Sister Joanne tonight, Lord. Lord, we pray, God, Lord, You'd visit her, bless her, and heal her, and help her, Lord. Lord, she's just frail and needing, Lord, a visitation from God. We pray for Sister Joanne tonight, Lord. And Father, we pray for others, Lord. Brother Mitchell's sister, Lord, Ruby, Lord, she is in a bad car wreck and doing somewhat better. We thank God for that. Lord, we just pray for many others, Lord, Father, that are struggling, Lord, that are getting, Lord, frail and getting weak. We pray for them, Lord. You might renew them, Lord, as the eagle. We pray for them, Father. And Father, we pray You bless us tonight, Lord. Oh, Lord, help us, God, tonight, I pray. Put wind in our sails. Put, Lord, I pray, Lord, direction on our thoughts. Give us, Lord, Your anointing, Lord, to be able, Lord, to be a blessing to You and be a blessing to these. And we'll thank You and praise You in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
We got revival coming up first week of May, and I'm looking forward to it. And it'll be a blessing to have Brother Charles Fishback come over here and be with us, I think, Sunday night through Wednesday night. Pretty sure he said he's going to be able to be here Sunday night. But we love Brother Charles, and I've been talking to him a little bit on the phone, been praying for him. But I'm telling you, buddy, we've come down today that we need revival.
That's right.
This message here kind of centers around mocking. And I hate to say it, this may be a little rough message tonight, but I think even the churches of the Lord, boy, they need to set their house in order. God's coming. The Bible said that judgment's going to begin at the house of God.
Yes,
and if it first begin at us, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? And I know I'm not going through great tribulation. I mean, I've read the Bible to know that I've not been appointed under wrath but attained salvation through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm not worried about great tribulation. And I'll tell you what, I don't know if the church can even make it through even a little tribulation.
Right.
Facebook, they don't like us. They're trying to interrupt our services, trying to somehow keep us from putting the service on the air. And you know what? Jesus said, when men rebel for My sake, He said, Rejoice and be exceeding glad for the great your reward in heaven. We just got just a little tribulation right now.
Yeah.
But boy, there's a storm coming.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, I'm a little bit concerned about the churches of America. Me and Brother Donnie both heard my pastor on the way to church tonight. He comes on at 4 o'clock. And he mentioned about being in Jamaica. And he talked about for breakfast, he said, I had a fish.
Yeah.
And he said the eyes was looking at me over there on my plate.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, he said, I have to admit it looked a little different what I normally eat for breakfast. He said, I reached for a piece of bread and a big roach went out underneath the bread. And he said, I just want to tell you I didn't eat too much. But he said, after 11 days, he said, I had no problem at all with fish eyes looking at me or roaches running out. As a matter of fact, he said, they's even looking good. But in America, we're at ease in Zion. In America, but I'm telling you, we're spoiled. We've got it made. Over there, what they've got is precious. Over here, what we've got is excess. Amen.
Yes.
But the audacity of this country, this nation, that God raised up, God raised America up. And in its beginning, it walked with God. In its beginning, it done that which was right in the sight of God. I just turned 68 this year. Even though it felt like a second time around, I do remember back when in school we had bomb drills. I remember back when the fear of God was in America.
Yes.
I remember back when America realized its great need of God.
Yeah, that's right.
We drew nigh to God, and God drew nigh to us. The Bible says, blessed is it. Boy, I got a lot of liberty now. Thank you, Lord. Blessed is that nation whose God is the Lord.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, God raised this nation up right.
Yeah.
It done right for quite a while. And I do believe that America needs to take another look at God, at Calvary. Needs to take another look at, you know, what brought it to be, what raised it up.
Yeah.
I believe that the purpose for America was to fulfill the word of God that said this gospel shall be preached in all the world for a witness, and every single missionary has proceeded from America. Every single revival has proceeded from America, and like a ripple it went out and it came back. And I'll tell you what, the report was good, the fruit was good, and God blessed America. And I got a feeling when those two twin tires fell, that was the writing on the wall.
Yes, that's right.
Concerning an adulterous nation like we've become. Mm-hmm. Now when I'm talking about mocking God, they went so far, they're trying to take away B.C. before Christ and A.D. after Christ out of circulation. They're trying to take in God we trust off our money.
Yeah.
Bible says God's not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall also reap. And all they're doing, buddy, is just digging their own grave.
That's it.
And I'm just telling you right now, I'm looking around, I'm seeing the signs of apostasy in this country right here. Amen.
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 I'm seeing this country mocking the very one that brought it into existence. And I'll tell you right now, you're just not going to make it too far.
No,
has anybody ever heard of a woman named Madam Mary O'Hara?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Most hated woman in America.
Just getting ready to say that. She's right on cue.
Yeah.
That's what put me to sleep. I was reading up about Madam Mary O'Hara. And Rita's right. She was noted to be the most hated woman in America.
Yeah.
When she disappeared August the 28th, 1995, the police wouldn't even go looking for her. It was 5 years later that they realized that she was dead. She made such a mockery of God. She had such sarcasm about people that love the Lord. She was in such disdain for anybody that had anything to do with God.
Yeah.
She was a professed, and I guess a professional atheist.
Yes, she was.
And they didn't have enough sense. They put her to be president over the American Atheists in Texas. I think it was, let me see, I got the note on that there. It's what put me to sleep. Hope it won't put me to sleep right now. But she was the president of the American Atheists in Austin, Texas. And when she disappeared, the police wouldn't even lift a finger to go find her. 5 years later, they unraveled the mystery of her disappearance. She had stole 600,000 gold coins from the American Atheists, and they wouldn't even report it. And, you know, she not only mocked God, she mocked them. She took all of the wealth that they had,
yeah,
and she departed, and she hired, I think, two thugs to help her carry the loot, her and her son, and I think it was her daughter-in-law. She, Robin, she is 30 years old. Her son, I think he was 40 years old. They all met an untimely fate.
Yes, they did.
They were just cut into pieces. And the thugs took the money and run. And they found the corpse of her son. And he'd been mutilated, but they never did find her, I don't think. A lot of stories about it, but I don't know. But I'll tell you one thing, God's not mocked. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 1, this fits her to a T. He that been often reproved. Her son was a preacher, Billy. And, you know, coming out of an atheist environment and becoming a preacher, that was probably a mockery to her. She probably disowned him like the Jews, yeah, disowned theirs that become Christians. Yeah. Like Brother Bob Malkin, his daddy said, "You're no longer my son." His mother said, "You're no longer my son," but he didn't give up on them. He's still praying for them.
Yeah.
But anyway, her son became a preacher of the gospel, and I think it was his daughter, no, it wasn't his daughter, but may have been his wife that was with her. I'm not sure. It's not that important anyway. But you know what? He that been often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. You know, you can mock God if you want to. I'm not going to. I'm going to tell you right now, there may not be no fear of God today, but I still fear God. I look around, Brother Ed, and I tremble at what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
I'm seeing this country depart from the living God. I'm seeing this country so determined to have this country, I guess, where God's name can't be mentioned.
Yeah, that's right.
You can't pray in Jesus' name. If I can't pray in Jesus' name, I'm not going to pray. It'd be a waste of time.
Right. Amen.
Jesus said, "Whatsoever you ask in my name," He said, "I'll grant it." I'm just telling you right now. Jesus said, "No man come to the Father but by me." There's no way to access God except through Jesus.
That's right.
That's right.
But that mocking of the last days, oh my. The curriculum in our schools right now, critical race theory, oh my. Acts chapter 17 says God made of one blood,
yeah,
all nations of men and their bounds and habitations, therefore appointed. And you know what? I can't help but the color of my skin, but I'll tell you one thing, we all got the same blood.
Amen.
And you know, we're not supposed to be a respecter of person. God's not. We're supposed to be of the love of God and love all, no matter what color of skin is or what they've done or nothing. Show them the love of God. But I'm telling you, they're teaching our children critical race theory, and what they're doing is trying to get God out of the classroom.
Yeah.
They're teaching our children black lives matter. Listen, black lives do matter. God's not racist at all.
No.
I mean, He said He died for all. Gave His life a ransom for all. I want you to know right now, God loves all. God help us do the same.
Right.
But this Black Lives Matter stuff, it's got a hidden agenda, and the agenda is to undermine God and to teach these children, I guess you'd call it indoctrination, brainwashed, I don't know, hypnotize them to where they can't think right. This little boy right here, if he's left alone, he will know one day better than what they're teaching children in our schools right now.
Oh, yeah.
He really will.
Yes, he will.
He'll know, he'll have it in his heart, Brother Ed, that somebody made him. He'll have it in his heart that one day he's going to graduate this life and go somewhere. Amen.
Thank you.
Oh my. Climate change. This bunch of idiots. Climate change. It mocks God. It mocks creation. In Genesis chapter 8, verse number 20. Here's what I got to say about climate change. Nevertheless, what saith the Scripture? Genesis chapter 8, God says this. If Noah built an ark, Noah built an altar unto the Lord and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl and offered a burnt offering on the altar, and the Lord smelled a sweet savor, and the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite anymore everything living as I have done. Now listen to this verse. While the earth remaineth. Now I know scientists are going to argue. They're going to say there is no God. You know, two verses in the Bible that stand out to me. Psalms 14 verse 1. The fool is in his heart. There is no God. Psalms 53 verse 1. The fool is in his heart. There is no God. While the earth remaineth, seed time. Right now, me and Donnie really want them to get the plowing. Amen. We want them to get the ground worked up where they can put the seed in the ground so we can look and find arrowheads. Amen. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest and cold and heat and summer and winter and day and night shall not cease. Now you can go with climate change and spend billions and billions and billions of dollars. A new green deal, Brother Jerry, it's about this kind of green.
Yep.
I'm just telling you, buddy.
That's what it is.
The Bible said in Proverbs 29 verse 2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice.
Yeah.
But when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. And I'm going to tell you what the wicked do. They try to make plans. They don't include God. They don't have any prayer, Brenda. They could care less about anything but this right here.
That's
that
right.
That money. That filthy lucre.
That's it.
Everything that they're trying to pull off right now is all about lining their pockets. Jesus said, what would it profit a man if he gained the whole world and lost his soul?
Yeah.
And you know what? God's not mocked. They go that way. The way of transgressors, the Bible says, is hard. They go that way. And I'll tell you what, God sets up in heaven and brings down his lives.
Yeah, that's right.
They know better. It's not like they don't know better. They know better. But they become fools in their own action. Instead of going with God, they're trying to make some way to go without God. I'd like to send Will Smith up there to Washington and have him get it right. Maybe he could slap some sense in them. But listen, they need something like that. They need something to wake them up. Amen.
Right.
I'm telling you, this nation is like a runaway train and the bridge is out. Amen.
Right.
The Bible said in Psalm chapter 9, verse 17, Brother Eric, all the nations,
amen,
that forget God shall be turned into hell.
Mm-hmm.
You turn the news on, six people shot.
Mm-hmm.
Turn the news on, a little girl sitting in the car and somebody shoots her in the head.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they're going to do, Brenda? They're going to blame the gun.
Yeah,
yeah, got to get rid of them guns. Listen, they use a hammer.
Right.
They'll use a rock.
That's right.
It's not the gun.
No.
But you see that kind of mockery right there. You know what stopped that? Thou shalt not kill. Look right there. Thou shalt not kill. That'll stop it. Start teaching children that. Start teaching them You shall not steal. You shall not kill. You shall not lie. Teach them the things worth teaching them. Get this CRT and this Black Lives Matter and this socialist Marxism. Get it out of the schools, because I'm telling you the tires are coming up and the fruit's not good.
Amen.
I'm looking at some of this stuff and it don't have anything about God in it. You know what? If I started eating arsenic, y'all probably need another preacher pretty soon. I wouldn't do too good. I'll just tell you, you got to be careful about what you take in.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want no fentanyl, but what we got right now is a bunch of political fentanyl killing this country. Amen. Paul told Timothy to avoid profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science falsely so called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith, in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 20 through 21. They're not opposing it. They're looking for more. What was that? Greta Thunberg? Whatever her name is. One of them brainwashed idiots, you know. She's become an icon now.
Yeah.
She says, she's this little girl, but somehow she's got all the answers, reader. And she says, you know, we just got so much time. That's up to him. Tomorrow's on his calendar, Bonnie. It ain't on theirs.
That's right.
And you know, they're mocking God. They're mocking the Creator. You know what the Bible says? Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, before the evil days draw nigh, and thou sayest, I have no pleasure in him. You take God out, and I'm going to tell you, you got what we got right now, a mess, a bunch of mockery. And Greta Thunberg. Somebody slipping her some money. And I don't know, it looks like she's on dope to me, but she gets up there in front of the camera and acts like I owe her something.
Yeah.
I just want you to know, I know in whom I have believed.
Amen.
I'm persuaded he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. And you know what? I don't owe Greta Thunberg nothing. She'd be better off to throw her knowledge of whatever they gave her away and get a good old King James Bible out and get her and spend a little time and find out something real, something true. Amen.
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 That's right.
Madam Mary O'Hara, one reason she's so hated is she's the one that the devil used to get the Bible and prayer out of schools. And that's still going on today. I think we need to get it back in there myself. But you know what? These last days, this smoking of the last days, this fits right in there. They don't have no fear of God before their eyes. They had the fear of God when I was in there.
Yes, Lord.
Man, they had them on the wall.
Yeah.
They had this thing right here.
Yeah.
They're trying to change the pledge right now.
Yeah.
Why? Because it says one nation.
Yeah, under God.
Under God. Indivisible. With liberty and justice for all. They don't want you to have justice. Just
no.
Them. Yeah, we're a minority. You know, we got this LGBTQRST, XYZ, alphabet bunch.
Right.
You know how many homosexuals are in America?
Oh, my goodness.
Less than 1%. Less. And 1%.
Oh,
but they're rich. How'd they get rich, Brother Eddie? Somebody let them in the cookie jar.
Yeah. Cookie
jar. Yeah. And you know, I know I can't stop them, Brother Ed.
No.
But God's not mocked.
That's right.
But he's going to make a short work of it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. All they're doing is building their own gallows, like Haman built the gallows for Mordecai and hung himself. God hung himself on their own gallows. That's all they're doing, Brother Ed, building their own gallows.
That's it.
But climate change, it mocks creation. Evolution mocks creation. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 through 28, the Bible said God made a male and female in the beginning.
Yes.
You know what? Brother Eric said he made him in the image of God.
Uh-huh. Yes, he did.
You think God ever walked around on all fours?
I doubt it.
He didn't. He's upright.
That's right.
But what they're trying to teach these children today is that we went from knuckle dragging to, I don't know, tail fell off and And next thing you know, was eating something besides bananas and going to Walmart. But anyway, you know, the Bible says in the last verse of Ecclesiastes chapter 7, I think it's verse 29, Solomon, the wisest man ever was, he said, "This one thing I know, that God made man upright. Man never did walk on all fours, never did." But they're going to teach our children that. They're going to teach him evolution. They're going to teach him all them lies from hell. Why are they doing that? They're trying to get God out. And Brother Donnie, God's not fault.
That's right.
I'm just telling you, all we're doing is bring judgment quicker. This ain't going to go on forever. God's not going to sit there and be silent forever. And when he does rise up, Sister Brenda, according to Revelation chapter 6, they're going to look for a rabbit hole. You know, I was deer hunting one time. I was down laying between the lakes. And I was up in this deer stand, Brother Jerry. Down below my tree, there was a hole just about big enough for an apple in. And I'm sitting there, you know, everything's real quiet, and I heard a little something. And I looked down there, so help me God, I thought, what the heck is that? There was a coon that long and that big around come out of that little hole up out of the ground. How that thing got in there, I have no idea. But I looked, and I mean, it's kind of scary looking. I mean, it didn't just come right. It took it forever to get out of that little hole. But there was a coon in that hole. It wasn't big enough to put an apple in. I mean, I couldn't have got my fist in that hole, and there was a coon come out looking like he weighed 40 pounds. I don't know how that thing got in that hole, but he come out. He may have come from somewhere else, seen daylight, and looked like though. I have no idea. I just looked down there, and all of a sudden this coon come up out of this hole. It was scary. I'm just glad he didn't come up my tree, because we'd have had some kind of agreement, buddies. I'd have shot that thing, amen. But God made man upright. And they've went to extremes to keep from they wanted to deny God and creation. What I'm trying to say, they don't like to retain God in their knowledge. They're just putting that perspective right there.
That's right.
Evolution. We never did evolve. We might be evolving now. I'm talking about this country. If it is, it's a backwards evolve. Because we used to walk with God. We used to stand 10 foot tall for God. It wasn't nothing, Brother Head, to have a conversation with someone, talk about the Lord.
That's right.
I mentioned about Bo this morning, and I forgot one thing. And I'm pretty bad about forgetting stuff anyway. But Bo, that big old guy I worked with,
yeah.
Him and his dad, they had a great big farm. Great big farm. Over 100 acres. And Bo was fairly young. And he went back there on the back of the farm, and he heard this hollering and this screaming. And he said, "It scared me, so I took off running till I was out of breath." And he said, "I stopped to catch my breath." And it was my dad down there, kneeled down by a wagon. He was praying for me. He said, "He's calling out my name to God, asking God to get me saved, asking God to straighten me out." And that old red-headed preacher down there praying over his son, standing for that little old hill of beans. He said, "When I heard that," he said, "I went the other way." Oh my. That used to be normal around here. People out there in the barn praying.
Yeah, right.
Out there in the milk house singing and praising God. That used to be normal. Yeah. And now, I don't know. I don't know if we're ashamed. I don't know if our love's grown cold. Yeah. I don't know what's wrong with us. But we need to put a string on our back where we can pull it out, amen. And everybody say, "Praise the Lord! Glory to God!" Amen. Well, indeed, I don't know, maybe a hand grenade. But we've been silent way too long. Yeah. This enemy has crept in because I believe we've been asleep at the wheel, amen.
Amen.
Evolution.
That's
should be an evolution. Man, we need to stay with what works. Joshua, like I said, he said, "Choose you this day whom you'll serve." He said, "As for me and my house," and by the way, this was affirmative. He said, "We're going to serve the Lord." Amen. Evolution. Oh my. God made them in His image. God blessed them, told them, "Be fruitful, multiply." Amen.
Yeah.
Not only does climate change mock God, not only does evolution mock God, but science mocks God. This last pandemic that we just had here in America, I'm sad to report that there wasn't a proclamation made that we need to get down on our knees like Nineveh and repent and pray and ask God for help. I'm sad to say we went with signs. Even the churches went with signs. Now, me and Brother Ed, we stubborn. We come over here, this man healed.
Yeah.
And, you know, if we had got caught, they'd probably got us in trouble. But we didn't care. We come over anyway. We want to keep the doors of the church open.
Right.
But I'm telling you, this pandemic that we just went through, and it's not going away. They're trying to find another one right now. Uh-huh. Something else they can throw at Americans. Amen. Uh-huh. You know, that spirit of fear. The Bible says, perfect love casteth out fear. It says fear brings torment. And not only do they fear, want us to be afraid, but they want us to not trust God, but trust science to survive a pandemic. And I'll tell you, I know what I'm saying right here.
Yeah.
Now you can I use this, I probably shouldn't, but my uncle was in terrible health, had stage 4 cancer. And I hadn't been saved very long, Brother Eric. I'd done a lot of fasting back then. I guess you can tell I need to do some now. That's all I do, get in the soup. But anyway, I'd done a lot of fasting back then. Sharon, I lost 40 pounds. I mean, I looked like a refugee. My eyeball, something back in my head. But I was actually fasting for my father because I was convinced he wasn't going to get saved and he was going to die in his sin to go to hell. And I loved him, and I was fasting for him. But while I was fasting for him, I was praying for others too, Brother Jerry. And my uncle, Doyle Matthews, you know, they done sent me word that he wasn't going to make it. Had stage 4 cancer. And I was up there mowing the yard, and the Lord kind of spoke to my heart, why don't you go over and see him? Now, y'all say whatever you want to, but I got off that lawnmower, got in the car, and drove over there. I don't know what y'all do if God tells you to do something, but I'm going to go by and see Sister Joanne when we get out of church tonight. I believe you need to do what you know you need to do, and you need to do it while you can, amen.
Right, right.
So I drove over there, over at Walnut Street, and when I pulled in the driveway, my Uncle Doyle was talking to his neighbor. And of course, you know, old Brother Eddie, I just went right in and interrupted the conversation, but I went up to my Uncle Doyle. And I didn't know what they was talking about, but I said, Doyle, I've been praying for you. I've been fasting for you. And I said, Doyle, I believe if you just bring your situation to the Lord, He could help you. And I believe, you know, I don't know, I'm speculating here, but I believe God wanted to show me why He couldn't grant my petition, Sister Brenda. You know what my Uncle Doyle said? He said, no. He, and you know, his neighbor said, Doyle, this man's telling you right, that's what you need to do. Now you got two, me telling him, and then his neighbor told him, you know what my Uncle Doyle said? He said, no, he said they'd come out with a new pill. I'm trusting in that new pill. I was his pallbearer within 2 weeks. You better be careful when it comes to science.
Yeah, right.
It will fail you. You can't get too far with science. Look, I'm your brother. I'm your pastor. I love you, but go with God on everything. Say, I need to pray about it.
Yeah.
I want to fast and pray. I'll get back with you.
Yeah.
Don't just take the next deep plunge.
Right.
Especially with something serious. Pray about it.
Yes, Lord.
But this science, it's the God now. Everything's getting ready for the Nebuchadnezzar idol. You know, they already got these big giants that they raise up now, brother. Down there, I think it's in 6 or 7 cities. And they're able to transpose on this giant an image. And Brother Danny's able to speak. I mean, we're getting ready for the Nebuchadnezzar days.
Yeah.
And what it's going to be, Brother Ed, is you're going to be told to go to one of these cities and stand before this great image. And whatever it says to do, you either do it or else. But it's going to be all else for me. Because I'm telling you right now, I serve the living God.
Amen.
I am not going to bow to any man-made image or any man-made God. You choose yourself. You do whatever you want to. But as for me and my house, we're going with God.
Right.
Man, I'm telling you, Polycarp, he said 80 years I've served him and he's done me no wrong. And he said, I'm not going to deny him now. They killed him, and they'll kill you because they hate him. And because they hate him, Jesus said in the world, He said, you'll be hated. But he said, remember this, they hated me before they hated you.
That's right.
I want you to know we got the reproach of Christ on us. And even though they don't really hate us, they hate us because of Him. Because we bear the name of Jesus. They said, away with Him! Away with Him! And they said, we want nothing to do with this Jesus. They said, we have no king but Caesar. That spirit that was there that day is here today.
That's right. Amen.
And Brother Ed, we're down here, not out of the world, we're just in the world.
In the world.
And I'm telling you, buddy, I'm looking for my ship to show up. I can't wait to get out of this nightmare on Elm Street. And when it does show up, hey, I'm out of here. They do whatever they want. They worship whatever they want. They mock whoever they want. I'm going to be with the one I love.
Amen. That's right.
Like Sister Rita said, I want to tell them about my Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
They don't want to hear it, but I want to tell them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Signs mocks God. You know, I'm not against medication. Psalm 104 says God gave the herb for the service of man.
Yeah.
Medicine's made from herbs. And you know, I have to admit, I like to eat. You can tell that. But my grandmother, she told me this. She said she lived to be 90-some years old. I think that's Bonnie showed me a picture this morning. Was that your mother?
No, it's a friend. She's
104 years old. She's doing something right.
Yeah.
She said there with a birthday cake, and I'm telling you, it looked like a forest fire. 104 years old, holding a birthday cake. She's doing something right, amen.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, the Bible says wicked and ungodly men shall not live out half their days. That says, I believe, in Psalms chapter 50. Now, God told us that our days are 70.
Right.
And if by reason of strength, they'd be 80. That's 80. So, I mean, they don't even make it, half that, because they want to live a life apart from God. When God said, in Him we live and move and have our being, this last day's mockery come with a price.
Right.
You look, them rappers, they're wrapping them up, putting them in the ground, buddy daddy. Yeah. These Hollywood icons, they're falling like apples out of a tree.
Yeah, that's right.
God's not mocked. I love Him, Brother Eric.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I pound my head every night, sleep like a baby, Brenda. They can talk about gloom, doom, all they want. I'm still going to sleep like a baby. Take a baby out and sleep like a baby. Yeah. I'm telling you, Bible said He giveth His beloved sleep. You can't go to Walmart and say, I need a dozen boxes of peace. You can't say, I need a bottle of peace. Peace, Jesus said, I give unto you.
Amen.
Not as the world give I unto you. Science mocks God. That pandemic showed us that we wasn't going with God. It showed America was going with science. And still today, we're mocking God through science. Bible says a double-minded man's unstable in all of his ways. James chapter 1, verse 8. Jesus said you can't serve God and mammon in Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. You know what the big thing is right now? Anybody got a clue? Bomb shelter. Bomb shelters. You want to put some money in something, put it in bomb shelters, you'll be a millionaire. This guy said we can't build them fast enough. Now I understand the mentality of this. Because when you mock God, you understand it comes with a price. This guy's building bomb shelters, Sybil. They got swimming pools in them. They got exercise rooms in them. They're 10,000 square feet. They need to build smaller ones too, Bonnie. But I don't need no bomb shelter. I'm under the shadow of the Almighty. I want you to know, praise God, I got my own bomb shelter. Hey, I'm covered by the blood. It covers everything. But this bunch, Brenda, that wants to mock God, they're trying to get them a bomb shelter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. I got a little upset. I said a little. I couldn't find Newsmax. And they moved it.
Yeah, they have.
It's right underneath Fox News now. Now I'm sitting there back and forth, amen?
That's right.
I like watching the news. Every time I see it, I say, praise God, we're getting ready to get out of here.
Yeah.
Jesus said, when you see these things, know it's now, even at the door. I'm seeing those kind of things right now, Brother Dan. No matter when it comes, to some people it's not going to be a good time, to others it's going to be the best time.
Yeah.
Man, I done got my house in order, got my bags packed. I can't wait. If we leave tonight, I'll be the ones over there shouting, glory! Hallelujah! Glory! That'll be me. And those of you that are like Lot's wife looking back, I don't know what's going to happen to you. I know you're going to heaven by the grace of God, but I'm not looking back. I'm looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith.
Yeah.
He loved me and gave himself for me. These last days mockers. I've probably met some of them. Even in churches.
Oh, yeah.
I listened to radio yesterday. They was talking about the Methodist church is splitting because they've been ordaining gays and lesbians and homosexuals. And they said, we just can't go that route, and they're splitting. They said it's the biggest split ever. They think that's a big split. Wait till Jesus shows up. He's talking about some splitting. Amen.
That's right.
This mocking of God. Mock old Brother Eddie. Don't mock God. Make fun of old Brother Eddie. Make fun of Donnie. Don't mock God.
Right,
listen,
right.
We need to reverence His Word.
Amen.
We need to reverence His work. We need to be the mindful as He's returning.
Mm-hmm.
That may be tonight. Wouldn't that be good, Sharon? I can just right now see a bread and fish on the bar. Big kettle of soup beans, amen. Some cornbread. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, buddy, we better be careful when it comes to mocking God. I don't think America's even trying to be careful. I think America's done got reprobate.
Yeah.
You know, if by telling a lie, you done like Pinocchio, your nose went out, we have so many Pinocchios right now. I mean, they got so good at lying, they believe it themselves.
Yes,
I mean, they had to videotape them, to prove that they said or did what they said or did. Policemen have to wear a camcorder on. Because they say, I didn't do that. And he said, what's that right there? He said, I'm guilty. And these leaders, so-called leaders we got right now, they should have never been given opportunity to be in position they're in. That's to our shame. But it could very well be the judgment of God on this country. I do want to season that just a little bit. It could be that God's dealing with this country according to how it's mocking Him. It could very well be that. I was so thankful when we had godly leadership. And it was wonderful seeing this country being put first. You know, in my 68 years, Brother Ed, I believe it's the first time that I've actually ever seen America be put first.
Right.
And I don't understand why we don't put America first. But anyway, greater than putting America first, we need to put God first. Yeah. And anyway, right now, this country has got a mockery for leadership. It's got a mockery for judgment. That Supreme Court nominee?
Yeah.
Somebody said, can you define what a woman is?
No.
She looked and said, I can't. This is a woman.
Yeah.
She said, I can't. An adult female.
That's right.
Man, we lost our mind. This gender neutral, sexual identity crisis going on. It's just mocking the Creator. Our kids don't even know which bathroom to go to. They don't know the difference between a man and a woman when it comes to swimming. And that Leah Thomas, or Liar Thomas, is taking all the gold and all the trophies. Not only is he mocking the girls, but he's mocking God. He ain't got no business whatsoever competing with women in swimming sports and anything else like that. That's what I'm talking about. Last days mockers. You remember, Brother Eddie, this is what I'm going to say to be done. It comes with a price.
Yes, it does. Praise the Lord.
I'm going to tell you right now, that price will be paid.
Yes, it will.
God help us to reverence the Word of God and the fear of the God that dwells in eternity, because He's going to show up a day of reckoning. When He shows up, I just wonder, Brother Eddie, if a church don't run and hide.
Yeah,
I want to go out to meet Him. I'm ready to go. If he decides old Brother Eddie goes before April 27th, I'll go.
That's right.
If he wants to wait till April 27th and a half, I'll still go.
Yeah.
No matter what, I'm going with Him. Father, we thank You, Lord, for this message tonight. Lord, help us. Lord, I couldn't even scratch the surface of the mockery that's going on in our day and hour. And I'm so sorry, Lord, that somehow this country, Lord, has left the Word of God. Lord, it's left the love of God. Lord, it's out chasing lies, trying to find someone, Lord, to put something to take the place of God.
Yeah.
There's nothing that can take your place. There's nothing, Lord, that can do what You do. But, Lord, they're looking for someone, something, some kind of mockery, Lord, to take your place. God, forgive this country. Oh, help it, Lord, I pray, to get eyesight, to see the sad condition it's in. Help it, Lord, to have ears, Lord, to be able to hear the voice of God again. Help this country. Lord, we're a doomed generation. The generation coming up behind us, Lord, not like the generation I grew up in, Lord. And Lord, they've been polluted in their mind. Political fentanyl, Lord, has indoctrinated them with lies from hell. God, forgive us. Help us, I pray. Blow the trumpet. Help us, Lord, I pray. Lord, to set the standard where it needs to be and keep it there. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
All right, ask everybody to stand. Brother Jerry, please. Sister Sharon, verse of invitation on him. I don't know about you, but I feel a little guilty about the mockery that this country's doing concerning God.